With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Supreme Court is pausing a court order that required the Trump administration to release questionable USAID funds by midnight. The Justice Department filed an emergency application to the Supreme Court Wednesday, saying they did not have enough time to unfreeze the $2 billion. A DOGE audit discovered widespread misuse of funds within USAID, and that led to the freeze of funding. The Supreme Court is now asking for the parties in the case to file their responses by Friday afternoon. A Biden-appointed leftist judge made the original ruling. Immigration officials have an announcement for illegals.
Immigration officials are saying that anyone living in the U.S. illegally will soon have to register with the federal government, and those who fail to do so could face fines, imprisonment, or both. A statement says the registry will be mandatory for anyone 14 years and older without legal status. Officials say each person must register and provide fingerprints and their address. Parents and guardians of anyone under age 14 must ensure that they are registered. Federal immigration law has long required that people living illegally in the U.S. register. While the law has rarely been enforced, immigration officials say that that is now changing. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. and Ukraine make a deal.
Three senior Ukrainian officials say Washington and Kyiv have reached agreement on a framework for a broad economic deal that would include access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals. One of the Ukrainian officials says Kyiv hopes signing the agreement will ensure the continued flow of U.S. military aid. Asked about that, President Trump said,
"Maybe until we have a deal with Russia. Look, we need to have a deal with Russia. Otherwise, it's going to continue." But now when Americans put up their money, the taxpayer money, and the president approves it, we're getting our money back in some form.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is SRN News. Rand Paul introduces a bill.
It's one of the shortest on record. The Kentucky Senator's legislation simply states that, quote, no federal funds may be made available to Planned Parenthood Federation of America or to any of its affiliates. That's it. It's on one page. Paul, a Republican, says it's time for taxpayers to quit funding the biggest abortion business in the country, adding, quote, as a physician, I took an oath to do no harm. It's rooted in both science and principle. Life begins at conception. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pennsylvania's governing body for high school sports changes its policy that allowed boys to compete against girls in athletics in order to follow President Trump's executive order. The board of the Pennsylvania Interscholastic Athletic Association has removed a policy that had deferred to school principals to determine an athlete's gender. High school associations in some other states have signaled they may defy the president's order. This is SRN News. A new iPhone is not Trump-friendly.
Apple says it is fixing a bug within its dictation feature on some iPhones involving the word racist. The feature briefly suggests the word Trump when a word is spoken with the R consonant. That includes the word racist. Some iPhone owners posted videos pointing out the glitch. It shows the word Trump appears quickly in the text window before being replaced by the word that was actually spoken. Apple says the speech recognition models that power the voice-to-text feature might show words and some phonetic overlap. Apple says it is aware of the issue and is rolling out a fix. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump says he won't renew an oil lease with Venezuela because the country took too long to take back its illegal immigrants. Joe Biden signed an agreement allowing Chevron to operate in Venezuela, which has the largest oil reserves of any single nation. More details at srnnews.com.